Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump and German Chancellor Angela Merkel met at the White House, where they shook hands warmly at the end of a sometimes awkward first meeting. Mr. Trump expressed his concern that some NATO member states have not paid their dues.
Many nations owe vast sums of money from past years, and it is very unfair to the United States. These nations must pay what they owe.
President Trump did not bring up his criticisms of Merkel from last year's presidential campaign when he said the veteran chancellor's policy of welcoming immigrants was not good for Germany nor for much of Europe. Merkel was gentle in her comments about the immigration controversies in the United States since President Trump took office in January. President Trump is holding on to his claim that the Obama administration wiretapped his phones in Trump Tower in New York with the help of British security, despite a complaint by British authorities that such an assertion is ridiculous. U.S. Justice Department has complied with requests from congressional intelligence and judiciary committees to provide information on any surveillance activities from the 2016 election. U.S. military says it carried out an airstrike against al-Qaeda in Syria, but denied hitting a mosque where a human rights group said more than 40 people had been killed. Syrian and Russian military aircraft also known to have been active in the area of northern Syria. The airstrike followed suicide attacks a day earlier in the Syrian capital of Damascus that killed at least 30 people. That happened on the sixth anniversary of the start of the civilian war in Syria. This is VOA News. More than 30 people are reported dead after unknown assailants fired on a boat carrying migrants in the Red Sea off the coast of Yemen. Boat is believed to have been carrying Somali refugees. UN Refugee Agency says it is appalled by the deaths and says it has teams on the ground in Yemen to help with the survivors and the families of those who were killed. British government has pledged more money to help Kenya deal with the ongoing drought affecting some regions of the country. Speaking at a news conference in Nairobi after meeting with his Kenyan counterpart, Amina Mohamed, British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson said that the money will go to helping children in particular, and he added that two ministers also discussed the crisis in South Sudan.
He also talked about South Sudan and the crisis there and the vital importance of allowing humanitarian aid to get through, and we're both going to work to try to improve matters there. We talked about the drought in the whole region, and I'm able to announce today that the UK government is going to be putting another £4 million into supporting Kenya alone, particularly measures to tackle malnutrition in children.
Boris Johnson was in Kenya as part of a regional visit that also included stops in Uganda, Ethiopia, and Somalia. Kenya has declared a national disaster because of the drought that affects about half of the counties in the country. United States has signaled a tougher strategy toward North Korea. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, speaking in Seoul, South Korea, said they are exploring a wide range of new diplomatic, security, and economic measures to deal with North Korea's aggression.
The track that we are now on is to use a number of steps with ever greater number of actions ahead of us that involve sanctions, which the United Nations Security Council has already approved, including China, which voted for those sanctions, and that we are calling on all countries to now fully implement those sanctions.
Tillerson is now in Beijing, his final stop of an Asian tour that first took him to Japan and then to South Korea. Tibet's spiritual leader, the Dalai Lama, inaugurated a three-day international Buddhist conference in Bihar, India. He told Buddhist delegates and experts from 35 countries that all religions share one principle, love and compassion, and that all must promote religious harmony in order to overcome both historical and current problems created in the name of religion. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Well, hello again and welcome to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA 1. This is Russ Davis, your host, and it's time to celebrate some of the kings and queens of jazz today, the winners of the 2017 Grammy Awards in the jazz categories. With the recent passing of some of the greats of jazz and other events that have been occurring in jazz recently, we slightly overlooked the Jazz Award winners for the 59th Annual Grammy Awards, which were handed out in Los Angeles in February. Well, we want to rectify that situation by giving you some conversation with four of those Grammy Award winners in jazz categories this year: John Scofield, Chucho Valdez, Robert Glasper, and Michael League of the band Snarky Puppy, and play their Grammy Award-winning music from this past year, as well as some other music from other Grammy Award winners in the year 2017. So get ready for the celebration of the Grammy Award winners this year. But right now, to begin this edition of Jazz America, let's celebrate one of the greats of all time in any style of music, Nat King Cole. He was born in Montgomery, Alabama, in the southern part of the United States of America on the 17th of March in 1919. So in a couple of years from now, he would have been 100 years old. Unfortunately, he died so young, at the age of 45, on the 15th of February in 1965, but left an incredible musical legacy as a great pianist, bandleader, composer, and vocalist, as well as a star of television and film as well. Here is some music recorded in his home at that time, Los Angeles, California, in 1946, as he does the Lester Young composition, Lester Leaps In. He won a Grammy Award in 1959, did Nat King Cole, and here's some of his great jazzy side to begin this edition of VOA's Jazz America. Thank you. Recorded live in his hometown club of the Blue Note in New York City. Born and raised in the Bronx, New York, one of the boroughs of New York City, Dave Valentine, who passed away on the 8th of March at the age of 64. And what a wonderful musical legacy he left as one of the greats of Latin jazz, Grammy Award winner with the Caribbean Jazz Project, and also a big part of the Latin music scene in New York, working with Tito Puente and others. Dave Valentine, gone at the age of 64, but not forgotten. This is VOA's Jazz America, and we're celebrating the Grammy Award winners for the 59th Grammy Awards, handed out in Los Angeles just weeks ago. And one of the multiple winners in various categories is the great guitarist John Scofield. I want to share some conversation I enjoyed with John, and then music from his Grammy Award-winning work, Country for Old Men, here on VOA's Jazz America. John Scofield has allowed us to hang out with him for about half an hour or so, I think, at least, and it's great to see you again.
Oh, great, Russ. Thank you. Good to be here.
You know, I got to start this by just remarking about something. I've been thinking about this. You know, people try all their lives to achieve something, and you know, I thought about this coming over here. I bet your mom and dad are really proud of you, because look at it this way. I'm thinking about some real luminaries. Gary Burton talked to me about, you know, when I saw John, when he was just a young guy, I knew he had something special. You know, Matheny saying, oh, I loved John from the first moment I met him in Boston. I knew right away this guy was really something. The other day, a young guitar player said, I want you to hear my new record. It's got like a Scofield thing going on. You know, John, they should be proud of you. You have carved out a unique niche. You've reached a high level. You're doing wonderful things that the whole world loves. You got to be happy.
I am happy, Russ. I'm really, really lucky, you know. And, and like everybody, I have to remind myself of that, because it's the human, you know, it's human nature to always want more. But you know, but the thing is, I'm really lucky. I mean, I'm really have had great things happen. And it's been like that for a while, Russ, you know. Yeah. So, and my parents were proud of me. They both passed away, but they were proud of me. And and it was, and they were really supportive of me. And they were knocked out that it actually worked out, you know, because when I was a kid and wanted to do music, I mean, like any parent, parents, they were very, unsure, because they were my dad was a businessman, you know, my mom was a housewife. They didn't know from the music business at all. They were like, huh, you want to do this? But back in the 60s, when I first started, and then in the 70s, they supported me and allowed me to do it. And it was really something that most parents didn't do back then. They do it more now, but back then it was, you know, you were really weird if you did that.
Yeah, they wanted you to have something to fall back on.
That's right, the old fall back on routine. And I didn't. I went to Berklee School of Music, you know, and then after 2.5 years, just started playing gigs. So it worked out, thank goodness. Whew.
And did it ever work out? To the tune of 2 Grammy Awards for this year's release, Country for Old Men, his blending of American folk music and country music with jazz. Here's the song Mama Tried on Jazz America from VOA 1. Thank you. John Scofield from Country for Old Men, two-time Grammy Award winner this year. And here's a Grammy Award winner in a very tough category. Best Large Jazz Ensemble, it's the Ted Nash Big Band from the album Presidential Suite, Eight Variations on Freedom, with a song dedicated to the memory of John F. Kennedy titled Ask Not. Thank you. Very impressive. Two Grammy Awards in very tough categories, too, going against the likes of Bob Menzer, John DeVersa, John Beasley and his Monkestra, and Darcy James Argue's Secret Society. Ted Nash and his big band from Presidential Suite, 8 Variations on Freedom. Congratulations to them for their two Grammy Awards this year. More of our salute to the 2017 Grammy Award winners in jazz categories coming up. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address: jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, at, that's the at sign, voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I've received from longtime Jazz America listener, Paul Okudo, in Nairobi, Kenya. And he wrote me, "Hi, Russ. Perhaps you might play this on Jazz America soon." And he sent me a link to a YouTube presentation by a Canadian vocalist named Michelle Melee. Well, I watched that video and heard her music and heard how fine she is. And I'm very happy, Paul, to play some music for everyone that you have discovered. Now, I listen to a lot of music, but I don't get to hear every single thing. I hear most everything in the world of jazz, but this is one that was a surprise to me. So let's all be surprised, pleasantly surprised, by the music of Michelle Melee from Canada. Here's her version from the 2006 release Feel of the classic song I'm Beginning to See the Light on VOA's Jazz America.
I never cared much for moonlit skies, never winked back at fireflies, but now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. I never went in for afterglow or candlelight on the mistletoe, but now when you turn the lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. Used to wander through the park, shadow boxing in the dark, then you came and caused a spark. That's a four-alarm fire now. I never made love by lantern shine, I never saw rainbows in my wine, but now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light. Afterglow, a candlelight on the mist. mistletoe. But now, when you turn the lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. Used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and caused a spark. That's a four-alarm fire now. Never made love by lantern shine. I never saw rainbows in my wine. But now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light.
Here's a tune by one of my favorite artists, Brother Freddie Hubbard. Here's a very popular tune that we enjoy playing. We'd like to do it for you right now.
Thank you.
You can only imagine how excited young Mr. George Benson was in 1975 when he played Carnegie Hall in New York City. He was born on the 22nd of March in 1943. Happy birthday to him on March 22nd. He'll be 74 years old. 10-time Grammy Award winner, George Benson. Speaking of winning Grammy Awards, let's turn once again to another of the winners in 2017 in the Best Latin Jazz Album category. Always a very tough victory to come away with. And the victory goes this year to the great Cuban-born pianist, composer, and bandleader Chucho Valdez for the album Tribute to Irakure, live in Marciac. So when George Benson was on the stage at Carnegie Hall in 1975, Chucho Valdez was working with his great band in the 70s, Irakure, with some fantastic musicians from Cuba alongside him like Arturo Sandoval, Paquito de Rivera, and others. I had this conversation with Chucho Valdez in 2008 at the Barcelona Jazz Festival in Spain. Let's hear that, and then music from his Grammy Award-winning work here on VOA's Jazz America.
Russ Davis here in Barcelona. It is my great pleasure to speak with one of the kings of jazz today and music of the world. So many styles of music coming into play when we talk about the music of the great Chucho Valdez. Es mi gusto to see you.
Muchas gracias. Thank you.
My first question is, you have brought such joy to people over the years, and that is the word that I thought of when I saw your performance last night. Each song, even the songs in minor keys, still possessed such joy. Is that a big part of your musical message?
Yo creo que sí, que es parte de mi mensaje, en mandar buena música y al mismo tiempo transmitir energía positiva y alegría también.
I think that is definitely part of my message to produce good music, but at the same time, give positive feelings to people that are listening to it.
When you were a small boy growing up in Cuba, you told me you listened to Voice of America, mm-hmm, and Willis Conover, and I wonder if you would give me some thoughts about how you feel now, looking back on that time, first hearing jazz and hearing Willis's deep voice, jazz, Voice of America.
This is the Voice of America Jazz Hour. Willis Conover, Washington, D.C. Porque era como encontrar de nuevo el jazz.
It was incredible. It was like finding a new jazz.
No teníamos información nueva acerca de lo que estaba pasando en esos momentos.
We had no information as to what was going on in the States.
Entonces, los músicos todos conseguimos de radio de onda corta, shortwave.
All the musicians used to, you know, get a hold of shortwave radios.
Y entonces, pues, nos escuchábamos los programas y los grabábamos.
We used to hear them, but we also used to record them.
Tenemos programas grabados de Willis Conover
para repartir
la información de lo que pasaba.
We would actually record them. We would record a show so that we could give it to people that couldn't hear it, or you know, just to spread it around.
Recorded live in Marciac, France, his tribute to Ira Kire, his great band from Cuba, Chucho Valdez, the song Afro Comanche from his Grammy award-winning work this year. Here is another great pianist who, by the way, celebrates his 80th birthday on the 20th of March. Here's Harold Mayburn from one of his latest releases, Afro Blue, with the song Mazin on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Thank you.
not sure what Mazin is, but whatever it is, I like it. That's the name of the song from Harold Mayburn you just heard. More of our Grammy Award winners coming up next hour.